We're used to hearing about funding cuts for the arts, but now Illinois artists are reacting to an increase in state funding.
The types of community development and economic support and development of a creative workplace, those things make a difference for all of us.
That's McLean County Arts Center Executive Director Doug Johnson. I'm Ryan Denham, and this is GLT's The Leadoff.
Support for GLT's The Leadoff comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are also willing to support it financially. Contribute at WGLT.org.
It's Thursday, June 6th. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from GLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Now let's lead off with two Bloomington arts programs, which are among the dozens statewide hoping to cash in on a one-time windfall of state funding. More from GLT's Eric Stock.
The state's new capital plan includes $50 million for arts-related facility and infrastructure projects. Doug Johnson is executive director of the McLean County Arts Center. He was part of a statewide lobbying effort with the Arts Alliance of Illinois that urged freshman Governor J.B. Pritzker and the state legislature to boost funding for a sector of the economy that the group claims has been sorely overlooked in recent years. Johnson quotes a study he did for the Alliance, which showed nearly one in five arts nonprofit groups in the state collapsed during the budget stalemates of recent years.
To have this infusion to help revitalize those existing arts organizations can make a tremendous difference for the cultural life of our entire state.
Johnson would like to see some of that money flow to Bloomington, in particular for the Arts Center he's been running for 18 years. Parts of the building date back more than a century, and there's a creativity center nearby. The Friends of the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts has been fundraising for that project.
That was the whole impetus for participation. Not only were we able to represent downstate when we met with leaders in the state capitol, but we have a vested interest in improving the cultural life of our community, and these dollars will allow us to do that.
Johnson says these arts programs are true economic drivers that can demonstrate the dollars they bring to their communities and will bring the workforce that communities want.
And it's not an elitist enterprise. Ultimately, you know, the types of community development and economic support and development of a creative workplace, those things make a difference for all of us.
Johnson says the $50 million funding boost is close to four times what the state has been giving arts programs in recent years. It's being paid for through a doubling of the state's gas tax and increases in the tobacco tax and vehicle registration fees. The Illinois Arts Council will determine how the funds will be distributed. I'm Eric Stock.
And here are some of the other stories we're following in the GLT newsroom. Governor J.B. Pritzker has signed a nearly $40 billion state budget, along with a measure that could lead to enacting a graduated income tax in Illinois. It fully funds the state's $9 billion pension contribution. The McLean County chapter of Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense says it will try to get the Fix the Foyd legislation passed during the fall veto session, after failing to get it through last week. And soon-to-be Basketball Hall of Famer Jack Sikma will serve as the keynote speaker for Bloomington Normal YMCA's 5th Annual Legacy Dinner on Thursday, June 20th. Sikma played for Illinois Wesley and is now consulting for the Toronto Raptors. Those stories and more at WGLT.org. For several years now, downtown Bloomington has played second fiddle to Uptown Normal, but after a tough 2018, this year has taken a positive turn for Bloomington's Central Business District. The story begins with Janet Mariani, who needed a home for her first business, an ice cream shop. She chose downtown Bloomington. She considered Uptown instead, but it already has an ice cream shop. And Mariani had fallen in love with downtown over the past 3 years as she painted it Merlot in a masterpiece. She also knew downtown needed something for kids. And breaking news, kids love ice cream.
It's just a different vibe. You get a more homey feeling down here.
Mariani's Main Street Scoop opened May 25th. It's one of many pieces of good news this year in downtown Bloomington. That includes many other new business openings and one notable business that's staying put, plus the pending sale of the State Farm Building, the creation of the city's new Economic Development Department, and a formal designation of the Cultural District. Downtown even has its first recycling bins this summer. In short, downtown Bloomington is having a bit of a moment.
It's changed a lot since I've been here. I've seen the changes, so it's coming back, I think. It's coming back strong.
For several years, downtown has been overshadowed by Uptown Normal, where the town of Normal has invested heavily in new construction and cultural programming. That's according to Greg Yant, manager of Caldwell Banker Commercial Real Estate in Bloomington. As Uptown Normal worked to lure daytime workers with the Trail East project, downtown's 2018 began with news State Farm was vacating its building there. Yant says now it's the more recent positive developments, including the city's new four-person economic development department, that are being noticed.
A lot of very loyal customers and business owners and real estate owners who are very loyal to the downtown.
One of them is Specs Around Town. Julie Kupsch, owner of the boutique eyewear retailer, actually announced in 2018 that she was leaving downtown too. She planned to be part of Vision Point, a new $10 million eye center opening August 6th on Bloomington's east side. But 2 weeks ago, Kupsch announced she was staying independent and staying put in downtown, a decision mutually reached with Vision Point. She'll close for 2 to 3 weeks in July for some remodeling at 317 North Center Street, then reopen August 1st. Kupsch says she loves her familiar location and her space.
It's just a really awesome community of people, and they get it. They get the shopping local, the other business owners. It's a very nice community of getting to know the other business owners, and everybody can relate to how hard one works when they have their own business.
Specs Around Town has been downtown for 20 years. Kupsch has seen the ebb and flow. For example, Main Street Scoop opens for business, but then Bedtime Boutique owner Brenda Tannehill announced Tuesday she's retiring, will close August 31st.
I think I've learned, over 2 decades that change is slow, and it's always a little, yay, there's 3 great things, and then 2 not so good things happen. And then 1 great thing happens and 3 bad things happen.
Daniela Barracaro felt that excitement in March when she opened her downtown business, a little art school at 415 North Main. She offers classes and programs to artists of all ages with a focus on especially young children and families. Barracaro teaches at Illinois State University's School of Art.
Being ISU faculty, I've been an Uptown Normal kind of girl for a long time.
But she says she was attracted to downtown in part by her new landlord, Mike Manna's plans to create space for creative businesses.
And this was really the first place that I felt like I had a connection with, and I really, really wanted it to work because I just loved it. I loved the feel and the energy of the place and the people, and also just the welcoming vibe that I got from owners of businesses and from Mike and from the other people who are starting their own businesses too.
That's Daniela Barracaro, owner of the Little Art School in downtown Bloomington. Read and listen to the rest of this story right now at WGLT.org. It's right in the homepage. Before we let you go, the Normal Planning Commission meets at 5 p.m. today in Council Chambers. They'll look over a plan to build a new Jiffy Lube at Constitution Trail Center in North Normal. Also, we're expecting Congressman Rodney Davis in studio today for an interview. You can listen to that on Sound Ideas at noon and 6 p.m. today. Thanks for listening to The Leadoff. Support for this podcast comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are also willing to support it financially. Contribute at WGLT.org.